This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. In studio with me, Bridget Eyre.
Hello.
And we are, this summer we've covered a lot of retreats, a lot of beautiful places that you can visit around central Indiana. And this time we're going west.
We are going west. We are going to be going all the way over to St. Mary's of the Woods. And we have a special guest on the phone with us, Sister Paula Damiano. She is a Sister of Providence, and she's a co-director of the Providence Spirituality and Conference Center. So welcome to Faith in Action, Sister.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here with both of you.
And I have a real fondness for the Sisters of Providence because I was taught by the Sisters of Providence at St. John the Baptist in Fort Wayne. And one of your sisters, who I looked her up, she's still there, Sister Mary Ann Fox, she was our principal. So I have a great affinity towards St. Mary's of the Woods and the Sisters of Providence. So this is like really awesome. So
terrific. Yes, she's here. She's here at St. Mary's. So you'd have to come by and see her.
Yeah, and I'll definitely have to reach out to her and get over there. And I mentioned off the air and with different conversations I've had with people that my older sister also attended St. Mary's of the Woods, and she actually got married there, but it's been a really long time since I've been there, but it's completely changed, and it is many things have changed, and some things have been added. So can you tell us a little bit about the campus and the conference center that you kind of direct there?
Absolutely, absolutely. Things have changed since you've been here, Bridget. You know, the big event was that our foundress, St. Mother Theodore Guerin, or as sometimes she's known, St. Theodora, was canonized in 2006.
Yeah, that's huge.
And, that was so exciting. And she was canonized as the eighth American saint. And as a result of her canonization, we did a very big renovation of Providence Spirituality and Conference Center, because part of what we did was we built a shrine to St. Mother Theodore. And when we did that, we also then expanded our offerings of prayer, of retreats and programs and workshops. And we did a whole new gift shop called Linden Leaf Gifts. And we also updated our dioramas. We updated our history wall. So there's a lot that's new, a lot for people to see.
And it's absolutely worth the drive from Indianapolis or anywhere in central Indiana. I happened to be driving through Terre Haute a couple years ago and just on the spur of the moment decided I wanted to go see the shrine to Sister Theodore. And so I drove over, took a look. I thought I'd only be there about 10 or 15 minutes. I was there probably an hour, hour and a half, because I was just enthralled with everything that I saw. It's an absolutely beautiful
presentation. Yeah, I'm glad you came. You know, people think that we're so far away. We're actually about 75 minutes from Indianapolis. And it really is worth the drive. I always say it's a good Sunday outing.
Oh,
because,
definitely.
You know, people can come for Mass at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then we have an award-winning brunch after Mass, and then they can take a tour. And we offer tours, guided tours with a docent, but if you don't want to do a guided tour, you can actually do a self-guided tour. And it's not only a tour of the shrine, but all of our outdoors. And, you know, we have so many shrines outdoors, and we have our alpacas, which kids think are the best shrine, to tell you the truth, because the alpacas are just wonderful. They're friendly. They're cute. They can teach young children about sustainability, which we're really committed to. And people see the alpacas, and then they can actually make a purchase of goods that are made from the alpaca fiber. So, you know, we're sort of a stop and go. You can get so many things done here and learn so much. So, yeah, it's a pretty exciting place.
Well, Sister, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you're obviously a sister. I'd love to hear, you know, maybe how you became a sister and what you've done and how long you've been a sister and all that.
Well, thank you. Actually, I have been a Sister of Providence for 52 years
now.
Wow.
God bless you.
I know. It time flies.
It does.
And actually, I was born in Western Pennsylvania, but we moved to Southern California when I was going into high school. And that's really where I met the Sisters of Providence, was in California.
Okay.
And I joined the community from California. I came back to Indiana and so received my training here and then ministered in Southern California, actually Orange County, most of my life.
Wow.
I've been back here for now 18 years here in Indiana. And really, basically, as the co-director, along with Sister Jan Craven, who's also the co-director, we're really responsible for the overall operation of Providence Spirituality and Conference Center. So in addition, I give a number of retreats and programs and workshops, not only here, but other parts of the country. I've been fortunate enough to do it overseas as well. So we're kept kind of busy.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, and I love being a Sister of Providence. I mean, it's just the best thing that could have ever happened to me, really.
Well, I want to ask you, tell us a little bit about the vision of your founder, Saint Mother Theodore Guérin, and the Order's charism.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mother Theodore's vision really was to be love, mercy, and justice in the frontier of Indiana. And she did that, first of all, by growing a community of sisters here in the United States. She had come from France in 1840, and she responded to the call to come. And it was really through teaching and responding to the needs of the people at the time that she was really able to fulfill her mission. And at the time that she came, education was really sorely needed.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, she and the early sisters helped the sick poor. And we have stories about her riding in stagecoaches and riding on horseback, et cetera, to go to the frontier and really help people in whatever way she could. So our vision and our charism today really is the same.
Mm-hmm.
We extend God's care through works of love, mercy, and justice. So the charism hasn't changed, but the ways in which we do that evolves by the times in which we live. So, for example, today you can find us educating in a variety of ways, some in the classroom, some are educating for justice, some are educating for care of the planet, others are helping persons to grow a spiritual or inner life. Our sisters can be found doing ministry in prisons, with immigrants, with young people, in church ministries, in working with the poor, and really a host of other ways that we're always trying to fulfill that charism of bringing God's care to the world. We call God's care God's providence, but it's basically God's care being brought to the world. So that's what we do, and we feel that we're pretty committed to continuing her mission in whatever ways are necessary.
Wow, that's a lot. That's really awesome. You know, I mean, we're all, you know, as baptized Catholics, we're all called to be carrying out, you know, the love, mercy, and justice of God in our own, you know, state in life. But it's really inspiring to hear what you're doing there. I want to move and talk a little bit about the conference center itself. What are some of the programs that you're offering, you know, as we go forward in the summer and fall that people might be able to come out to?
Well, I'll tell you.
Or how does that work?
How does it work?
Yeah.
We offer a variety of retreats and programs. And beginning in September, we're coming out with 80 different offerings.
Wow.
That would run from September through August of 2020.
Okay.
They range from sessions about the mystics, to a retreat for busy moms, to a day of Christmas fun for children and adults. So there really is a wide gamut. My suggestion is to visit our website often, because our website gives people all the information they need about upcoming programs and events. We don't have as many during the summer, mm-hmm. but in July, we have a fantastic book sale, used book sale.
Mm.
I have to tell you, we have people who come from all over Indiana for this book sale. It's gigantic. And it runs from July 26th through August 5th. And, you know, I thought that over a few years, maybe the book sale would die out because people are reading books online.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tell you, it's just not the case. We get more and more people every time we have our used book sale. It's pretty amazing. So, you know, that's certainly one of the things that, that people can avail themselves of. But I would really suggest spsmw.org is the place to be, because that's where you would find all of the information about programs and retreats and workshops. And once you find something you want to do, there's a phone number for you to call, or there's a link. You can register online. And it's a pretty easy process to register for any program or event. The other thing is we have a number of tours.
Mm, yeah.
People come all the time for tours. We have thousands of people who come annually for a tour of the shrine, a tour of the grounds, a tour of our White Violet Center for Eco Justice. And those tours can either be self-guided, or you can have a docent who would lead a tour. We have a number of bus companies who arrange tours. We also have family groups who come. We have parish groups who will rent a bus for people to come. So all of that is available because, you know, we have a sign out front that says all are welcome,
mm-hmm.
and we mean it. All really are welcome to come.
Well, we need to take a break here. We've been talking with Sister Paula Damiano. She's a Sister of Providence and a co-director of Providence Spirituality and Conference Center. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back for more Faith in Action to hear some more great information about St. Mary's of the Woods. So stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're in the studio here with me is Kent Blanford, my trusty helper. And on the phone, we are talking with Sister Paula Damiano. She is a Sister of Providence and a co-director of the Providence Spirituality and Conference Center at St. Mary of the Woods. And I was calling it St. Mary's with an S, but it's St. Mary of the Woods. So I'm going to correct myself for the part two, right, sister?
Thanks, Bridget. Thank you.
You bet. I know everybody does that, but, you know, we got it right this time. So I want to talk about, there's a video on your webpage, and I'm going to go ahead and give that webpage. It's www.spsmw.org, and that's where you can get all the information about the various neat things you can see at St. Mary's of the Woods. But I want, sister, if you could talk about, there is a web on your webpage, there is a really neat video that talks about eight different things you can see there. So I'd like you to talk about those and then maybe highlight a couple that you'd like to go into detail about.
I'd be happy to, Bridget. You know, that's a great video, but visitors to our website can view a couple of other videos as well.
Okay.
So I would encourage your listeners to do that. But the video that you're referring to, Eight Things to Do at the Woods, is really our latest video. And those eight things are explore, look up, get smarter, breathe, alpacas, shop, brunch, and say hi to a sister. Now, all of those are somewhat intriguing, but
yeah.
For the sake of time, what I want to emphasize is the one that says breathe.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, we have plenty of trees here.
Mm-hmm.
So in the literal sense, it's easy to breathe here.
Mm-hmm.
Our air is refreshing. It's beautiful. It's green. It's lush. And right now, after all this crazy rain we've had, it is very green.
When you say of the woods, you mean of the woods.
We do. We do, Kent. But people tell us that when they come, they feel freer.
Mm.
They feel lighter. We call it the gate effect because people will say, when I drove through the gate, something happened to me,
mm-hmm.
something different. I felt different. There's something special that I feel here. And then as they move around the campus and they see the shrines, they see the trees, they see the beauty all around them, it really does have an effect on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come inside and they see the shrine, they see the church, they see the Blessed Sacrament Chapel, all of this incredible, incredible beauty, and quite frankly, holiness
mm-hmm.
That is here. It really does have an effect on people, and they tell us that time and time again. The other thing they always say, I just had no idea there was so much here. So that's why we say on that video, explore. There really is so much here, so much for you to do, so much for you to see. And Kent, as you said earlier, you thought, oh, maybe I'll be there for 15 minutes or so. We really, most of our visitors say, I didn't have enough time. I could have spent so much more time here, which is great because then we say, okay, come back.
Yeah.
The other one of those I want to emphasize is alpacas. Frequently people will say, alpacas? Why in the world do you have alpacas? We've had alpacas for several decades now.
I wonder when those showed up because I didn't know. I was curious about that.
Yeah. One of the reasons that we chose alpacas is, first of all, they're friendly to earth. They don't really destroy the ground on which they walk.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we thought, you know, this is great. The other reason we chose alpacas was for their fiber. Their fiber, as you know, is just beautiful. It's soft. It's warm. It's cozy. And you've probably noticed that alpaca fiber stores that sell products made of alpaca have popped up all around the country.
You're right, they have.
Yeah, well, we feel like we were sort of really at the beginning of all of that.
You were the trailblazers, so, right?
Pardon me?
You were the trailblazers.
Oh, always, always. So the alpacas are children-friendly. Kids love to come and visit the alpacas. And when we have our annual shearing, it's a really big occasion because when we have shearing, we know that that fiber is then going to be transformed into wonderful products such as gloves, scarves, socks, hats. And we sell those items in both our farm store as well as in Linden Leaf Gifts. So we see the whole cycle. And this spring, we just had 4 new alpacas born.
Oh.
Yeah, and they are so cute. I think there are photos on the website of the new baby alpacas. And a baby alpaca is called a Crea. So we have 4 new Crea that have been born, and they're just absolutely beautiful and precious. So we really, really want, when people come, we talk about the fact that, you know, we want people to see this cycle, that we really do need to care for Earth. We really need to show people that we're one with all of God's creation and how we need to care for it. So we also have organic gardens here.
Mm.
And we sell our produce. We have a sustainable agriculture and a farm share that people can buy into. And so you can pick up fresh produce, and we have our own chickens, so we have our fresh eggs and so on. And, you know, for us, it's a natural, because when Mother Theodore came, the farm was a very important part of the campus.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I came 52 years ago, we were growing a lot of our own produce on campus. So it's not anything real new for us,
mm-hmm.
But we kind of put it on the side burner, in the back burner for a few years, and have come back to that kind of sustainable farming.
So when do the alpacas get sheared? And then do you actually, on site, do the sisters actually use that fur to make the gloves, or do you send the fur out to be those products made and then bring them back, or how does that work?
Yeah. First of all, let me say that the shearing usually takes place in springtime.
Okay.
So that then during the summer, they don't have that heavy coat.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and we usually do one shearing for the public on Earth Day.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it really is fun. I mean, a huge crowd wants to see that. Our Earth Day event is huge. We have about 1,500 people who come out for our Earth Day event.
That is huge.
Yeah, and for our Christmas Fun at the Woods, we have about 1,400 who come out for that event. Fall Farm Day, the same thing. We have over 1,000 people who come. So we're really proud that that people now know that this place is accessible to them. Because, you know, for so many years there was such a mystique around convents.
Mm-hmm.
People somehow didn't think they could come. Mm-hmm. Well, and in fact, they couldn't. So we're really happy that people feel they can come. And then your second question about how the products are made.
Mm-hmm.
You asked, are they made by the sisters or are they sent out? And the answer is both.
Oh, okay.
We have sisters and associates who actually take the fiber and spin it and then produce items. But and that's very time-consuming, as you can well imagine.
Oh, sure.
So a good amount of the fiber is sent to a fiber pool to which we belong. So all of the fiber is put into a fiber pool from a variety of farms, alpaca farms, and then made into product, which then is sent back to us.
So then how was it decided that you would bring alpacas to St. Mary's of the Woods? I'm just really fascinated by why that animal was chosen.
You know,
who came up with that animal?
Well, we wanted to bring animals back.
Okay.
But we certainly didn't want to bring animals that were destructive of the land.
Got it.
And we didn't want to bring in kill animals. So alpacas are a no-kill animal.
Okay.
And we brought them back for their fiber, but also for their compost to help with our gardens.
Okay.
And they make really good compost. So, again, it's that cycle that I was talking about before, and teaching young people that, you know, this animal is here and it's really helpful to us, and we need to be helpful to this animal.
Right.
Because it really does provide us with a lot of services in terms of its compost and its fiber.
Now, other than the breed that many people mention, is there another common reaction or response that people get having either maybe attended a retreat or an event or just visited? Is there one thing that stands out in addition to those two things, or are those mainly the things that stand out?
Well, those are just the two I chose. But, you know, it depends on the person who comes. But I would say the most common thing that we hear is, this was just so moving. I want to come back. I loved being here. I feel more at peace here. I had no idea that this existed. And I would say most common words we hear are peaceful, beautiful, interesting, and inspiring. I think those are the most common words we hear from our visitors, and when they then describe what they have experienced in this place.
So, Sister, could you give us the dates of the book sale coming up? And then there was another event that you mentioned that was going to be in the fall as well. Want to go ahead and give those maybe those dates again, and then give the webpage, and then we're about out of time.
Sure. The Summer Used Book Sale, July 26th through August 5th.
Okay.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And let's see here. The Fall Farm Day event is September 29th. It's a Sunday afternoon.
And then there's obviously lots of different opportunities to tour and visit and maybe upcoming retreats that they can get online. Could you give the webpage one more time?
I will. www.spsmw.org. And I'm looking at my calendar, and I can tell you that on Saturday, September 14th, we have an afternoon workshop called Prayer for Beginners.
Oh,
from 1 to 4:30 in the afternoon. So people are more than welcome to come to that. And let me just add, if I may, Bridget, we have a YouTube channel. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So for all your social media people, there are so many ways to find us.
Absolutely. Great ways to connect and connect with you and connect with God. My guest today has been Sister Paula Damiano. She is a Sister of Providence and a co-director of Providence Spirituality and Conference Center at St. Mary of the Woods. Thank you so much, Sister, for being our guest today.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you, Kent.
And we'll see you soon in the alpacas. We'll have to make a road trip.
Sounds great.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.